Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the second quarter of 2014 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform you that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session, when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Javier Gavilán, CEO of IMC, Mr. Julio Milán, CFO, and Mr. Neil Amoreno, Investor Relations Director. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Javier Gavilán. Please, Mr. Gavilán, you may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's Result Conference call for the second quarter and first half of 2014. Firstly, we'd like to thank you all for participating on the call. During the presentation, we'll talk about our main second quarter and first half highlights, and then we'll open the Q&A session, when we can go more into detail on any questions that you may have. On slide two, second quarter 2014 highlights, let's go straight to slide two, where we present our main second quarter and first half highlights. Net revenue totaled 414 million reais in the second quarter of 14, 29.7% more than the second quarter of 13. The first semester, revenue grew by 22.7% to a total of 781 million reais. This was the first quarter that IMC operated its new brand, Margaritasville, in the U.S. market. Margaritasville accounted for 14% of the net sales on the second quarter 14, slightly more than initially expected on our projections. The company integration process has evolved quickly, and many steps were taken, among which of the most important part I would like to comment to you. The integration of the company in IT systems. We implemented weekly P&Ls per store, food cost waste, and efficiency per employees matrix, among other matrix that we already have in our platform in IMC. Revision of the organizational structure and senior management roles, training programs, and installation of procedures based on IMC requirements, and initiating negotiation of suppliers and sponsorship agreements, where we feel we've done a good job with IMC in the food cost side, and there's some initial synergies when we put together Margaritasville with IMC using those same suppliers. Semester sales increased by 7.2%, a little below our expectations, but still within our conservative plan. And unfortunately, like everyone knows, the World Cup was not favorable to our business, specifically in the shopping malls. The company's results were below average in June. Even with this effect, our main segments reached satisfactory same-store sales levels, specifically in the airport sectors and on the highway sector. As I mentioned, the airport and road segments grew by 9.7% and 9.8% respectively, demonstrating the strong resilience of our business in those captive market sectors, even during times with a less favorable effect. After the end of the World Cup, in the second half of July, sales began to improve again. We expect this figure to return to normal levels, and we are seeing that already in August. The gross margin increased by 200 bips between second quarter 13 and second quarter 14, reaching 31.3%, maintaining the growth trend seen in the previous quarters. IMC reclassified certain figures previously booked under the other operating income. As of now, these items will be classified as a raw material cost reducing agent. For comparable purposes, we made the same reclassification for second quarter 13 and first half 13. The first half 14 gross margin came to 31.1%, already under the new classification, which is almost 191 bps higher than the previous year. General and administrative expenses, or SG&A, were diluted by 90 bps in second quarter 14 and 100 bps in the first half of the year. If we had not been negatively impacted by weaker sales during the World Cup, this dilution would have been greater in the second quarter 14. Operating cash flow, net of taxes and interest, came to 37 million reais, 104% above second quarter 13, and higher than the amount invested in CapEx, excluding the acquisition of Margaritasville. Note that free cash flow generation continues to be one of our key objectives in the short term. And current results make us confident that we are on the right track. In the first 6 months, we generated 52.4 million reais in operational cash flow, 72% more than the first half of 13. At this time, I will pass the word to Julio, our CFO, to speak about our financial results. And at the end of the presentation, I will be there with the rest of the team to answer any questions that you may have. Please, Julio, you may proceed.
Thanks, Javier. Going straight to slide number 3, I'm going to speak about our store growth. We closed the second quarter with 404 stores, 24 more than in the Q2 2013, and 18 more than in the beginning of the year. In the last 12 months, we concentrated our growth in the airport segment, with 10 net store additions in Brazil, another 4 stores under renovation but are still closed, and will be reopened shortly in the new terminal. It is worth mentioning that these stores will be relocations, and they are not part of those initially forecasted in 2014. International airports had 4 net store closings, once which has already been relocated in July, and 3 stores which were closed in Mexico, as certain agreements expired and we decided not to renew these locations. In other segments, we also added 1 Franguazado store and 5 other stores, mainly under the Gino brand in Mexico. As previously mentioned on slide 2, we concluded the acquisition of Margaritaville in the second quarter, adding 11 stores since April and 1 store since May, totaling now 12 new stores in the quarter. In July 4, we see net revenues grew by 29.7% to 414.1 million reais in Q2 2014. Excluding the impact of the exchange rate, this increase was 27.6%. First half sales went up 22.7%. Same store sales grew by 7.2% in Q2 14 and 8.7% in the first half of 2014, even with the negative impact of the World Cup, which has been previously explained. Detailing same store sales growth, second quarter highlights were again in the airports and road segments, which grew by 9.7% and 9.8% respectively, as we have already mentioned. The road segment is still outperforming our expectations, achieving very good 9.8% growth. In addition, the mall segments closed in the quarter with a positive result, despite having practically 6 days less of sales compared to 2013 due to the World Cup. In slide 5, we see gross profit totaled 129.8 million in Q2, 39% more than in Q2 2013, and 243.2 million in the first half, for a 30.8% increase over 2013 first half. The second quarter gross margin came to 31.3%, 200 bps higher than the 29.3% recorded in the same quarter last year, as we've mentioned in slide two. Once again, I would like to state that these figures include the accounting reclassification of other income paid via product, which as of now will be booked in raw material as a raw material cost reduction. In the first 6 months, IMC's margin grew 190 bps. The effect of the described above reclassification on margin was 70 bps in the first half, compared to 120 bps in the first half of 2013. In other words, our margin would have been better without the reclassification. Raw material costs versus revenue ratio also improved on a year-to-year basis for the 13th consecutive quarter. The company's main strength is its operations, and we are happy to see that they are constantly improving. Slide 6 shows IMC expenses and consequently EBITDA. We will begin with the depreciation and amortization. This line increased fueled by higher number of new airport stores in 2014, whose contract terms are shorter than those in other segments. In addition, the new stores opened up with very little traffic flowing to the Terminal 3. This figure should be diluted as soon as the sales from these stores begin to increase. The thin purple line refers to pre-operating expenses, which are expenses that precede the opening of the new stores. In the second quarter, these expenses fell, essentially as most of these costs were incurred in the Q1 of 2014. For the year, pre-operational expenses as a percentage of revenue remained stable. The orange part of the chart refers to rent expenses. As we have always said, rent expenses were expected to grow, but in a controlled and moderate manner, as you can see in the chart. It is worth noting that rent increases occurred due to rental prices and segment mix, and the fact that certain new stores are still not performing to their full potential, as a Terminal 3 in Guarulhos is not at full capacity. The light blue bar refers to our G&A expenses, on which we focused in recent quarters. Once again, we observed a reduction on this line, and we believe this reduction could be even greater if the sales of the World Cup had not been weak. The gray line represents sales and OPEX expenses, which climbed by 140 bps over the Q2 2013. This increase was mainly due to the price of utilities and higher royalty expenses, which come from the new international brands in Brazil and Panama. Below the horizontal axis, for the first time this quarter, we see the line of equity pickup. This line represents the results of the joint venture Margarita store in Orlando. This store is under shared control with Universal, so it cannot be fully consolidated. The last line at the bottom represents operating revenues, which declined in Q2 14. Note that, as previously explained, a portion of this revenue is now classified under cost of goods sold. As previously mentioned, there are no more non-recurring items to be booked, and therefore adjusted EBITDA and EBITDA are the same. This line should disappear in the future. Our EBITDA grew by 53.8% in Q2 of 2014, while the adjusted EBITDA increased by 31.1%. In the first half of 14, EBITDA totaled 73 million reais, which corresponds to a 48.8% increase, and adjusted EBITDA came to 82.3 million reais, up 26.3%. Slide 7 shows the reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA and net income in the second quarter and first half of 2014 in 2013. In the second quarter, there were no non-recurring items, as mentioned, compared to 4.9 million in Q2 of 2013. In the first half of 2014, non-recurring items totaled 9.3 million compared to the 16.1 million in 2013. The financial result was a net expense of 6.2 million in Q2 2013 versus an expense of 10 million in Q2 2014. mainly influenced by the reduction of cash due to the investments in expansion. Accounting income tax came to 2.7 million reais in Q2 versus 1.7 million in Q2 2013. Recently, our board of directors approved an acceleration of IMC's corporate reorganization plan, so we are working to improve the use of tax benefits in our tax rate. As a result, we closed Q2 2014 with a net income of 0.3 million reais compared to a loss of 2 million in 2013. Moving on to slide 8, our cash flow, we see that our net operating cash flow grew by 104% to 37.3 million reais in Q2 2014. Total investment came to 114 million reais in Q2, or 36.7 million if we exclude the 77.3 million related to the first installment of the Margaritaville acquisition. Of the remaining 36.7 million, 27.5 million was for organic expansion, and 9.1 million was for key money on the new airport contracts. These investments were financed with operating cash flow and through new debt, which already included a $12 million installment to be paid in Q3 of 2014. Our net debt closed the second quarter of 2014 at 452.1 million reais, or 2.4 times net debt to EBITDA for the last 12 months. If our receivables are considered as cash, this ratio would fall to 2 times net debt to EBITDA. We are now happy to answer any questions you may have. Operator?
We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the question queue by pressing star 2. Please hold while we poll for questions. And the first question comes from Joaquin Libby with Egal. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Two questions here. First, regarding costs on the labor costs. In the first quarter, we saw a 100 basis point dilution in labor costs year on year. In the second quarter, we were seeing actually a bit of an expansion there. You mentioned that there were some issues related with negotiations with unions that, you know, were brought up from August to May, so on and so forth. But I'm curious to know if there's any impact from Margaritaville in that particular line of cost and what we should be seeing going forward, please.
Joaquin, correct. On the negotiations with the labor unions, our salary increases for the decidio was brought up a quarter. Our overall projections will be in line because of this negotiation. We did not see a negative impact on Margarita on our cost. Labor cost as a percent of sales in Margarita is pretty much in line. Part of the impact also, besides the CBO increase, is our shopping segment.
Joaquin, Neil speaking. There's also a minor impact from the new stores open in the Terminal 3 and in the other airports. They are not performing, they are under ramp up at this point. So, you know that the flow was not moving yet. So those stores have labor full capacity, but they didn't have the sales full capacity.
Yeah, Joaquin, this is Javier as well. The information we have from the airport is that Terminal 3 should have a lot of their traffic flow move to that terminal between September and October. So we are already seeing an increase in the sales when you compare it with the previous month, but obviously the traffic flow in Terminal 3 is not there yet. So that cost of opening and all those employees that are already trained hit a little bit on the percentage of the labor. We feel that for the third quarter, once the traffic flow gets where it should be and after all the soft openings are being done, we should be back on track where we were with our labor costs.
Well, okay, fantastic. Thank you. And a second question, if I may. Regarding selling and operating expenses, that Julio, you mentioned that they were up 140 basis points year-on-year in the second quarter. And one of the reasons for that, you say it's royalties of new international brands. I guess that you're referring to Margaritaville there. Can you please quantify that impact?
Well, it's not only Margaritaville, but it's also the Red Lobster and the Carl's Jr. If we look at our royalties, I think for the numbers close to around a little bit over 1%
of
sales.
From the 120 dips, Joaquin, and you speaking, between 80 and 90 dips are related to royalties. Okay.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touchtone phone. Please hold again while we poll for questions. The next question comes from Martha Shelton with Itaú. Please go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking the question. Just to follow up on the selling expenses, I think you mentioned in the press release some of these external consultants who are in place to help y'all, manage your selling expenses a bit better. Can you give us maybe some color regarding some of the initiatives that might be in place on that front?
Yeah, we set up a project, mainly in our Brazil, we're calling it our PMO project, and they have almost 10 different initiatives, which go from, cost reduction for external consultants, for lawyer fees, cost, it's getting into our procurement, it's part of what we're doing in our tax program, and a whole bunch of different items, and we're just getting started on that. We've seen a few things come through, but the majority of the benefits from this PMO project will be coming in the third and fourth quarter into early next year.
Got it. And also, if I could also just ask, your tax rate seemed I was just a little bit surprised by your tax rate. Can you perhaps walk through why the tax rate was so high, the effective tax rate?
Yeah, several reasons. The main reason we have is we got to remember that IMC, our tax rate is not on a, we don't pay taxes on our consolidated net income. We have operations in seven countries, and even within our countries, our tax is not paid on a consolidated income in Brazil, for instance. So part of the program that we're dealing with, our restructure, is bringing these. Obviously, the companies that are generating losses under the companies that have the profits, and thus we're able to utilize those NOLs from the acquisition period to certain absorbing the cost from the corporate group and all that, bringing it all under into one structure that we can better utilize our tax rate. The objective of this restructure is it'll get our tax rate closer to the statutory rate of 34%. And then once we get that done, we get the structure cleaned, then any other tax strategy that we can attack would go to bringing that rate below the 34% statutory rate. I'm sorry, go ahead, Martha.
Do you have any sense for how long it'll take to get there?
Yeah. I was going to add, thanks for the question there, but this is a program that is ongoing. We the plan calls for towards the end of 2015 to finally, have all the structure and we'll start seeing the full benefits of it. It's a complicated plan. As we all know, Brazil, tax-wise and the legal structures aren't easy, so it's very mm-hmm. sensitive. Process that's got to go slow and every step has to happen before we can move on to the next one. But our objective is to wrap it up by the end of 2015.
Right. So between now and then, we'd expect to see a lumpy tax rate.
Yeah, we're seeing gains all the time and that's our objective to show improvements, on an ongoing basis.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star then one. Since there seem to be no further questions, I'd like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Javier Gavilan for any final remarks.
Thank you. Well, thank you all very much for being part of the call. We just like to keep in mind what we are focusing on, which is airports. All of our openings in airports in Guarulhos and in Brazil, which are already done, getting everybody trained and everybody on target to make sure that the sales in those airports are where we feel they have to be. The synergies in Margaritasville, the 100-day plan that is being conducted, that is being performed pretty well, and we are at a very initial stage, but that is a process that we're working on in this quarter and the following quarter, and also to continue with the great performance of Frangasado in the highways, and there's some opportunities still there to gain some profits, specifically probably in the SG&A and on the labor costs. Thank you all very much, and have a good day.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.